Hey listeners, it's Kat Kruger, your DM at D20 Dames. The Dames have stumbled into the Feywild after chasing Jasper Nighthaven into a fairy ring. Strange things have happened since they met a slumbering mage Wink in our deep forest. To start, Lariah's talking velociraptor doll Rocky came to life. Then they met three anthropomorphic owlbear brothers who were unwittingly robbed by a silver-haired Eladrin. The owlbears handed over a sack that the thief had dropped, as well as a map of the area that looked suspiciously like a kid's restaurant map. Map in hand, the dame set off in pursuit of Jasper. All right, so what... So Wink just sort of looks over your shoulder, Lariah, and says, This is not a map.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have, like, excellent directions to exactly where Jasper is right at this moment that you were just neglecting to share with us?
He, again, puts his hands up and backs away.
Yeah,
smiling the
so.
Whole time.
Okay. Riot's going to step in between them and kind of clasp her hands. Lariah, I love this fire. Wink, I love how rude you are, actually, a lot, but I feel like we need to shake hands, try to start over a little bit, if we can, so we can help find Jasper, and know that there's not really a lot of bad ideas, because we're in a new area that we've never been to, and we're gonna have to accept, you know, perhaps less than optimal options. She's looking directly at Wink. Does that sound okay?
Of course, I'm quite willing to help out. And he extends his hand
Just stop right there, that's good. Don't talk anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like, you always add something at the end that's really rude. Okay, now Lariah, are you going to tone it down a little bit? But you really don't have to.
If you want to be helpful, then I am happy to accept your help.
Okay, yes, all right. Now,
he's smiling, but you can see that it's just like this is really like flat. Like, you just see his teeth.
Supposed to go up to your eyes, Wink. Come on. No.
There is a child missing, so as long as we can cut it out with all of this glib indifference and superiority, then yes, I am happy to accept your help.
Oh my, okay, yes.
Well, thank you for saying that I'm superior. That's quite big of you.
All right, well, we should keep moving.
Yeah, Lariah's already walking away.
Thank you for this. Oh my god. Riot looks at Karen. Can you believe this?
Really, I was going to say something about a meeting of the minds, but I don't want to offend anyone at this point. I'm kind of... Yeah, Karen's just going to, like, step away.
Right, she's like, I can't believe I had to ask people to be nice. I feel so... She looks around at the Feywild. She's like, I hate it.
Lariah, meanwhile, your raptor is not having any of it either. She's like feeling your vibe and just like roaring at Wink.
Good girl. Lariah will pull like a little bit of, I don't know, she's probably got some like bread or maybe like a little meat cube or something out of her bag to feed to Rocky. Can she eat, or is she still just like a toy that's come to life?
No, she looks like a living dinosaur, except she's got the fun colors that she was in toy form.
Perfect. Lariah's going to feed her a little cube of meat and say, good girl, and pat her on her perfect little head.
Hubbub looks over at you and says, hey, you got anything in there for old Hubbub here?
Yeah, what would you like? I've got some... I think pretty much just bread and meat. Maybe some dried fruit or something?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Which, all of that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, Lariah's just going to give Hubbub whatever
it's
she's got.
A sandwich. Nice try, Hubbub.
You want me to catch any fireflies for you?
What do the fireflies do?
Oh, they're just good eats.
Yes, oh. The answer's yes.
He grabs one with his tongue and then, like, holds out his tongue for you, Riot.
Riot's gonna pop it in her mouth. So this will make me glow from the inside, right?
Sure.
What? Why would he lie to me? Right, so
are we just snack time? Is this okay?
Yeah, can we? Are we sitting?
Like, what's going on? Because
Mariah is still leading us toward the candy house that was on the map.
Yeah, Wink is doing the same, and I need you to do a survival check against his survival check.
Oh 16.
He looks over at the map and looks over at you and just sort of nods and says, "All right, if you think it's that way."
Gloria does not respond and just keeps following the map.
all right.
Can I tell if I'm following the map correctly?
You do believe that you're following the map correctly. Eventually, this path goes away from the Unseelie area and then weaves closer and closer to it until this path opens up and there's another small grove here. On the edge of the sticky fern and brambles forest sits a country cottage bursting with colorful decorations. Its plain brown logs are held together with white mortar. The window boxes are filled with gumdrop flowers. Peppermint sticks frame the door, and a delicious scent of vanilla and chocolate wafts from the house itself.
Well, this seems lovely and like a trap. I don't know about you all.
Yeah. As we get closer, Lariah just wants to lean down and, like, dig her fingers into the soil, and just sort of, like, mutter something under her breath and cast Find Traps.
Okay. All right, so, it doesn't seem like in this, in the area that you're in, there are traps outside.
Okay. As we approach, are we gonna go to the door? Are we gonna just go full on?
I mean, the whole thing's a door, right? You can just like tear any piece off and just there you go. A door.
I mean, I'm happy to make my own door. I'm trying to figure out if we should be polite or if I should go hide. You know.
We should like just look inside. Like we don't. Again, like I trust your skills of tracking and map following, Lariah, but. We don't know if this is the way we're supposed to go. We don't know who's in there.
It seems kind of convenient that they gave us a map and it was just to this. Our bear friends.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, like, just an actual Feywild restaurant. Or it could be, like, a very elaborate trap.
Yeah, Riot's gonna reach up and, sign to Guador, like, is it okay if I, buff you or put a little protection spell on you. She's gonna ask Lariah to sign to ask permission just because she realized she just casts spells on people all the time.
All right, Lariah, I think Lariah's knowledge of sign language is pretty minimal, but she'll do what she can to say, like, Riot wants to protect with magic.
Okay,
yes.
I'll get you to do a wisdom check, but with advantage because you do know some basic sign language.
That's right. I only know the word gum. So
17.
Yeah. Guador nods.
All right. Riot pulls a little powdered silver and iron out and tosses it. Ooh, silver in the Feywild. Silver thread sort of like. Pulse around her arm like blood veins and fly off her fingers and sort of surround Guador, and He has a little silver sheen around him for a second as she casts Protection from Evil and Good, which will give him 10 minutes of protection, okay. Especially against Fae. Finally, something that's this spell can actually protect against.
Gwador very excitedly, like, sort of, like, jumps in his seat as it's happening, and then he claps his hands together.
Oh, yeah, kids love magic. I'm so stupid. She's done it. I'll never ask for permission again. No.
Wink just sort of looks over at you and raises an eyebrow and says, you're bringing that one in?
I guess we could leave him out here. I feel like I could protect him better when I'm with him. Lorea, what do you think?
I think we should go with Karen's plan and just see if we can find a window or something and see what's inside before we make any other decisions. Because if it just seems like a restaurant, there's no reason not to bring him with us. If it seems like there might be danger, then we can figure out a plan.
Yeah.
Indeed. Karen is wise, as the frog said, I suppose.
Whoa, that is twice today.
Here's the question, though. Is it still today?
Whoa, maybe this is like a whole year or something.
Karen's compliment year.
The year of Karen the Wise.
Karen is also, she's inspired by this moment, and she will cast Pass Without Trace on her
nice.
Companions in order to sneak up to the house.
All right. So that gives you, oh no, you're just covered in silence and shadow, right?
Yeah, can't be detected by magic, and we all have +10 bonus to stealth checks.
Okay, so you do still need to make a stealth check then.
If we are choosing to stealth up, which I think we should.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get you all to make a stealth check, including Wink. All right, it'll be a group check. So Wink got 11.
19.
29.
Oh, actually, he got...
Oh, yeah.
What?
+10 bonus.
Yeah, so 29 right. as well.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm glad you all did so well, because 13.
With your +10?
Yeah, I rolled a 3.
So what did Wink get?
With the +10, he got a 24.
Nice.
All right, so because it's a group check, you all pass. What area of the... of this cottage are you going to? There's windows, two windows on either side of the front of the door, and then there's, if you just kind of scope it out, there's a window on the western side as well.
Are there any, like, candy lights on inside? Or?
It does look like there's a light on in the inside.
I guess we'll just start with the front windows.
Yep.
All right, you stealth towards the front window, and when you get there, what you see is it's a simple one-room cottage. There's a cot and bookshelves on the western wall, a small dining table and one chair in the middle. Then there's a counter dividing the easternmost part of the room, where a large wood oven stands in the middle of that wall. And there are some baked bakery items on the countertop. And at the dining table, you actually see the woman that had run away.
It's her, remember?
Yeah, I sort of rushed us off, so we didn't get a chance to look in her bag of things. Take a brief look inside of that and see if we can figure out what's going on here.
Detective mode activated. Riot pulls up the collar on her tunic.
With your little notepad and everything.
Oh, yeah, whips out the...
Imagine if someone found your bag, like, miles away and then walked it to your house and then sat outside your house. What an insane thing.
We would definitely be... We're, like, kind of tucked away on the side. You know, we're, like, behind a tree. We're not, like...
We took it all this way, and we're like, wait, now we should look in this room.
I tried earlier, and Lariah was like, I don't think so.
Oh, I called dibs. This is probably on me.
All right, so you open up the bag, and it looks like there's like a few jars of honey, some silverware, some clearly items that were taken from the owlbear's residence. And there's also a separate little sack in there that's just filled with candies and cookies and sweets.
Can we sense, like, yeah, is there some sort of cooking arcana that we can see if like, these the sweets have a spell or anything, or
they're gonna make if you want to do an arcana sick. Check.
Yeah. Ooh, 7.
Oh, do we still have our +1 to wisdom and perception checks from walking through that thing, or are we past our hour?
I would say an hour has passed by this point.
Okay.
That's good. Yep. The Riot just looks at him. I mean, they look delicious.
Guador's reaching down.
No.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
She's not stupid, but... Karen, do you want to sniff these? Or...
Taste them? What? Yeah.
Don't... Okay, hold on. We don't eat anything that you get in the Feywild.
True.
Let's just put that out there right now.
Hubbub, is that true?
Like, yeah, what's...
Would you review every restaurant here like 1 star? I don't understand.
I just ate some fireflies, and I gave Riot a firefly. I mean, there are things you can eat.
Okay, let's just really quickly before we go talk to this person and see what's going on. Don't tell anyone in the Feywild your real name or your full name, and don't eat anything else from the Feywild.
All right, so Karen, we're still sisters, so I'll be Riot Skull Crusher, or do you want to have a go at this?
I mean, Karen's not my real name, so I'm going to just keep going with Karen.
Okay, but like maybe because if we say we're sisters, don't use the last name that we use?
Yeah, you know I mean? I'll just go by Karen.
Yeah, okay. You could also just not give your last name.
Like those famous bards in Waterdeep, you know?
That's precisely why I go by Wink.
Okay, Wink.
Lariah, should I change my first name? Like, Shmriot?
I don't know.
It's so easy to say.
I don't know enough about Onomancy to know if that's necessary, but definitely stop just, like, giving strangers your full name, I would say.
Not so hard, though. Okay. Such a good name.
So is it pretty obvious, like, what came from the owlbear's house in this bag?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like there's the candy sack, and then there's, like, all this, things that belong in a residence, like candlesticks and silverware and
like fur polish.
Yeah.
I guess Laura is just gonna take the candy sack out of the larger bag and say, like, well, this is clearly what belongs to her, and the rest of it we'll have to take back to the brothers, because I stopped us from looking in it because I really want to just find Jasper. We don't know. Never mind. Let's just bring her this candy sack.
You don't have to explain yourself to us. Right. Should we ring a ding ding?
Just bust the door down. It's like shortbread, you know. We could just,
or we can not go in swinging.
Yeah, I feel like she saw bugbears and immediately assumed they were coming after her. So maybe we just knock, like a pleasing knock,
and also hide that other bag.
Yeah,
and like technically they were owlbears, says Wink.
Wink.
Okay, let's just give her this bag and see if she saw Jasper. And Laura is just going to knock on the door.
All right. So you knock on the door, and you hear some shuffling on the inside. And the door creaks open, and you see this silver-haired Winter Aladrin looking out at you suspiciously.
You dropped this bag of candy here, and Laura hands it over and says... We're looking for a young drow boy who came running through this area, we think. Have you seen anything?
She grabs her bag and looks around and says, why would I know anything about a drow boy. And then she shuts the door on you.
Right, puts your foot in.
Yeah, same.
Do a dexterity contest with her.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Oh, she got a natural one.
Well, that's so cool
try
because
to beat that.
Right got a natural 17.
All right, so you jam your foot in there, and she looks over at you, and then she make a perception check.
All of us?
I think Riot, because you're right up in her face.
Okay, 14.
You notice that she's looking up at Gwador.
Hungrily?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Riot's gonna, like, cross her arms and flex and go, listen, we didn't have to return this bag, you know, and,
Oh, by all means, you can keep it. Give it to the little one.
No, no. But what I'm saying here is, we did you a solid, now you do us one. Please. And just let us know if you've seen our friend. Maybe which direction he went in.
I was by that owlbear cave or whatever and attacked by them and ran off as quickly as I could. And why would I know anything about drow children? I just came here to drink some tea and calm my nerves.
Well, you're clearly a liar because those owlbears were not attacking you. You were robbing their house.
How dare you?
And Lariah's just gonna, like, push past Riot, who, like, has her foot in the door, and, like, shove the door open farther.
All right, do a strength contest with her. She got a 6.
Oh, good. I got a 14.
All right, so you push past her, and when you do, she says, oh, you should not have done that. And I need you all to roll for initiative.
16 for Lariah.
16 for Riot.
What's your dex modifier, Riot?
3.
And Lariah?
That's higher than mine.
All right.
So -2. All right.
Yeah.
18 for Karen.
Whoa!
18, all right.
I think this is probably the first time since I joined the Dames that we've, like, actually gone to search for a missing child rather than, like, stumbling upon children to help.
Yeah, I was gonna say Lariah is very focused.
Yeah, like, so, like, Riot and Karen, if you look at Lariah, you can definitely tell, like, she seems very agitated. Like, she is mm-hmm. she's not okay.
Yeah. I can imagine.
I mean, I like this take charge, Lariah, so.
All right. So, Lariah, you bust in there, and the woman sort of staggers back, and as she says, you should not have done that, she, over by the countertop, that's when you notice that there, among the baked goods, is probably the largest gingerbread man you've ever seen. It's about the size of a halfling, and it rises up. Steps down from the counter and looks over at you menacingly. And Lariah, it is going to attack you. First attack is a 17 to hit.
Yep,
and the second
hits.
One is a 14. Does that?
Yep, that hits.
All right.
Does gingerbread have, like, a face? And
yes.
You know, decked out with some buttons, candy buttons.
A family.
Oh, yeah. It's got, it looks very, very brightly colored. It's got, like, the wide mouth, icing mouth.
Mm. What about, does it have his name scrawled on his, or on their, their left chest?
All right, it comes charging over at you and slams at you with its gingerbread hand. So one slams down on you, and then the other slams down, and you take 13 bludgeoning damage.
All right.
And you have a gingerbread figure. It's the size of a halfling, so it's not towering over you, but it's looking menacingly over at you. And Karen, it is now your turn.
Karen, Karen's going to say, I've had dreams about this. And we'll pull out her hand axe and, like, go to defend Lariah.
Stay away from my friend, you delicious-looking, spicy, fragrant. Oh, man, is that a royal icing on there? Wow, that stuff's not easy.
I think it is.
It's not easy. Oh, I knew you could tell a mile away, right? This is craftsmanship here. Ah.
Don't eat anything in this house.
I will destroy it, and then I will consider eating it.
And Karen comes down with her hand axe, just like straight down on the head of this gingerbread man.
Okay.
Oh, poo-poo. That is a 10... to hit.
That actually hits.
Oh, yes. Thank you, sweet.
As you, because you would have had to like walk past Lariah to attack. So mm-hmm. Lariah definitely would have like passed you her scimitar as you walk by.
Yes.
Okay, so my first, that'll activate my two weapon fighting bonus action, but my first hand axe attack is 5.
Okay.
And then my second attack. Okay, so that's a 10, and then I actually don't get a bonus on the damage. I'm assuming that also hits.
Yeah.
10. 6 damage.
All right.
What part are you getting ready for our mounds, yeah. Karen?
Yeah. How are you slashing?
Well, with the hand axe, it went right down on his head, but the scimitar is gentle and curved, so it'll kind of just try to slice off an arm.
Terrifying. So
there are some slash marks on the head and arm right now, and bits of gingerbread have fallen on the floor. And it's glaring up at you now, Karen. Now, Riot, it is your turn.
So they're on the gingerbread man, or gingerbread person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Riot wants to, unfortunately, she wants to go after the Eladrin. Mm-hmm. So she whips out her longbow and is going to, point at her and go, call off your man, call off your cookie.
Why would I do that? You're invading my home.
Because we think you might have something to do with our missing friend. And Riot shoots an arrow at one of her feet.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. 16 to hit.
That actually misses. So the arrow flies by and grazes her ankle. She steps back and she locks eyes with you, but then she looks up at Gwador.
Mm. Riot's going to take a second attack. Thump. Again. She gets a 14.
That one also misses. The arrow whizzes by her shin.
Yeah, and there's many more where that came from. At least 18.
Lariah, what would you like to do?
How close is the gingerbread creature to the Eladrin right now?
They're probably, you're all sort of squeezed in the door frame here, but the Eladrin sort of, she moved back and you, she's probably like, I'd say they're probably within 5 feet of each other at this point.
And if I just move over, like take a step to the side, do I have a clear line of sight to the gingerbread creature without like Karen being in my line of sight?
No, Karen is in melee with it.
But like, would she be melee like to the side of it or like directly in front of me is what I'm asking. Oh.
How badly hurt is Karen going to be with whatever?
I mean, it depends on your dexterity, which is why I'm asking.
Yeah, I think
that's what I mean is like, if I just take a step to the side, would she not be in my line of sight? Or like directly in between me and the creature.
I think in this case, because you're all crowded at the door, she would still be in line of sight. But on your next turn, you could probably get to a position where you're further in without having Karen in line of sight.
Okay, unless... then I'm just going to focus on the Eladrin.
Yeah.
And sort of aim like in the opposite direction of where Karen and the gingerbread creature are.
Okay.
but Lariah is going to reach out with her her wand and point it directly at the Eladrin as just sort of like sparks of lightning start to shine off of her and whip around and then direct straight through her wand and at the Eladrin, and she needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
All right. She got a 5.
Nice. So she is going to take, let me see.
Karen, close your mouth when you fight.
I was thinking of saying the same thing to you.
30 lightning damage.
All right.
You never know, a piece might just fly in. It's going to be bad.
I know, the cookie particles are getting smaller and smaller, actually.
All right, so lightning rumbles and thunder rumbles and lightning strikes down into the cottage and strikes the woman, and she is singed but still standing, and she is quite cross at this point and says, "You really should not have done that." So Wink steps in and he gestures very elaborately with his hands and says, "From shadow comes light. And now I'm ready for a fight." And this blade shows up in his hand. And it sort of shimmers from a shadowy mist, and he is going to attack the woman because he sees. So Wink sees that Lariah is attacking the woman, and he's going to go in there and try to one up her.
and saw Riot fail to attack her.
Yes. All right. So with his blade, he throws it at her, and the blade flies through the air and connects, and she grabs at her head, and she just sort of screams out, "What do you think you're doing, mage?" The blade disappears into her, sort of evaporates. And now it is her turn.
Good try, Wink. Too bad your blade winked out of existence.
I have more tricks up my sleeve than that. So she is going to claw out at you, Lariah. Lariah, you're the only one in melee with her, right?
Probably.
Yeah. I have a quick question also about your lantern. Is it still on?
That's a good question. Yeah, I guess Lariah wouldn't have put it away. She would have just like connected it to her belt without turning it off.
Right. And it doesn't have like a time limit on its use, right?
It for 6 hours.
6 hours, okay. Yep. So the first attack, she slashes out at you and misses, and just cries out. She's gonna try backing away, so you get an opportunity attack.
Ooh. I don't have my scimitar, but I do have a quarterstaff that I've never used.
What?
I've just always had it. It's never come up before.
It was hidden the whole time. That's crazy.
It is hidden by your gorgeous purple cloak or cape.
It's one of those telescoping quarterstaff.
Whoa, it's like an asp. I love it.
That is a 16 to hit.
That misses. So the it's your first time using your quarterstaff, and your hand sort of like slips a little bit and just misses as she's dodging out of the way. So she stepped further back into the cottage itself and is making her way over to the kitchen where, well, not the kitchen, but like the countertop near the stove. And I forgot that, Lariah, you have a little velociraptor.
Yeah.
Do you want to do anything with Rocky?
Yeah, Rocky is definitely going to attack. Let's see. Yeah, she's for sure going to attack. She's going to jump down and let's see.
You hear tiny little roars.
She gets a multi-attack with her bite and claws, and she gets advantage on attack rolls if an ally is within 5 feet.
Uh-huh.
And I'm counting myself as an ally, so. Yes. So the first one is going to be a 18 to hit.
That is that you're going for the woman?
Yes.
Yeah, that hits.
And then also another 18 to hit.
Nice.
So that is going to be 7 piercing as Rocky bites at her.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 slashing when she swipes out with her claws.
She lets out some screams as this tiny little creature is like slashing and biting at her, and she just says, "Oh, get this nuisance away from me!"
That's the goodest dinosaur.
She's always been my most faithful companion, even when she was a toy.
All right, so the gingerbread creature is going to attack you again, Karen. Actually, it's the first time attacking you, isn't it?
It is.
And I can't other than wait. With its aroma.
So the first slam is 23 to hit.
What?
And the second one is 10, so the second one misses.
Correct.
13. So it slams down at you, and you take 13 bludgeoning damage as it like basically slaps you across the knee.
Whoa, okay. I mean, respect, definitely. Ow. What? Is it too late to befriend this cookie? Because he's pretty strong.
We could stitch its arm back on with this.
Yeah, we could totally fix it up.
All right, Karen, it is your turn.
Karen is going to just cry out for Jasper in a way that seems normal. Like, she'd be like, "Jasper, if you're in here, you're gonna want to see this cookie fighting. Come on out, buddy." and hope that does something. Otherwise, she will do her one-handed hand axe to the cookie. Maybe she'll also say something to Riot. "Are we sure we can't? Because I'm gonna..." "No, I'm just gonna do it." That is a natural 20.
Oh, nice. So you get to roll a second time for your damage.
So that is 10... 10 slashing damage on the hand axe hit.
All right.
And then I will also utilize the scimitar for my other attack, which that's not going to work. Ooh, that is a 23 to hit. Just 2 damage on that one.
All right. So the first one, you take a whole, like... limb off of it, and the
finally.
Second one, yeah, the second one is just like little bits of gingerbread kind of gets dusted off of it, and it's like it's basically trying to make a fist, and it's trying to you can see, like, with its missing arm, it wanted to punch its palm, but it can't do it, and it's looking down at its hand and then looking up at you.
Sorry, little buddy. Oh, man.
All right. Do you have a bonus action?
That was my bonus action.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Riot, it is now your turn.
All right. Riot wants to look around the space. Are there any, like, did they look up? Is there just a cage and Jasper's in it? Like,
no, there's not.
Okay. There's nothing obvious. There's nothing with, like, a big old licorice.
If you do an investigation check, you can do that quickly right now.
Okay. Yes. A dirty 20.
All right. From this, are you going to, how are you doing the investigation check? Are you flying up or are you on the ground?
Yeah, she'll fly
okay.
up.
Okay. So when you fly up, you actually see that Jasper is passed out on the other side of the counter. There is a half-eaten candied apple in his hand.
Oh my god, buddy!
And Gwador is just, like, you know, flapping his arms and just, like, pulling on your horns.
Yeah. She abandons her other plan and goes straight to him and produces a good berry and puts it in his mouth.
Okay.
Can you
do a medicine check?
Mm-hmm. Okay, she just immediately good berries him.
Yeah.
He could be allergic. 17.
As you're putting the good berries in his face, you're mm-hmm. realizing that he's actually paralyzed. And what you understand about this is that this is a condition that lasts for about an hour.
Okay. And can I tell if he's at the 45-minute mark or?
No.
Okay. Well, she's going to pick him up and hold him.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, look around for a place to put these kids. Yeah. And just go, I found him. I found Jasper. He can't move right now. But he's alive. Okay, no one cares. Great.
Nobody. Can't move. I mean, there's a giant cookie. What?
Yeah, don't eat anything. Like Lorraine said.
Just saying, she's the school. It's moving and stuff. Like, you wouldn't want to just run out and see that. Okay, fine.
Lorraine, like, sees Jasper and immediately turns back to the Eladrin woman and says, what exactly were you planning to do with them?
As you say that, so she's got this very beautiful silvery hair, and you know, very asymmetrical features, and it just sort of fades away, and you see before you a green hag, and she just laughs and says, what do you think? And I will consume him and that one too, and she points at Gwador.
Gonna have to kill us first, Riot yells.
And Lariah, it's your turn.
Lariah, once again, she sort of, like, motions with her wand and spreads her arms out wide, and moonlight shines in through the candy windows, and Lariah points it directly at the hag. And she's going to need to make a constitution saving throw.
All right. She got a 21.
Okay. So she takes a 14 radiant damage. Oh, actually, so is she a shape changer?
No, she's not.
Okay. So yeah, 14 radiant damage.
All right. So she screams out again and says, no, you foolish, oh, no.
Yeah, you got us. You got us so good. You burned us. Ooh, boy.
You're here out here alone. All you just have time to sit with this gingerbread person and think about comebacks, and that's wow. Did you take damage on that?
Yeah, we cast Groot Vicious Mockery on him.
All right. right. And let's. Oh, Lorai, I forgot your Velociraptor again.
Rocky.
Oh yeah. So this time, since the now the moonbeam is directed at the hag, the Velociraptor, Rocky can't get close, so she'll go for the gingerbread creature.
Okay.
So the first is a 22 to hit.
Yep.
And the second is a 19 to hit.
That, yeah, both hit.
So with her bite, she is going to do 5 piercing.
Mm-hmm.
And then 4 slashing with her claws.
So again, like slowly pieces are coming off of this little gingerbread man. And then Wink stands next to you, and he waves his cherry wand blossom, and a giant salamander appears next to him, and he sort of looks over at you like, you know, you've got your beast familiar, I've got mine. The giant salamander moves toward the little gingerbread man and does the one thing that you've all been advising everybody not to do, and it swallows the gingerbread man whole. So the gingerbread man is now considered grappled. And Wink is going to attempt to attack the hag at this point. He's going to say, you shall stop this nonsense at once. And she needs to make a wisdom saving throw. And she makes it, and she cackles again.
Ray just rolls her eyes. Another person that doesn't listen to you. Okay. Just kidding, Wink. You got it.
And now she is, she...
At the start of her turn, she needs to make another constitution saving throw.
Okay. She got a 21.
Ugh. All right, hold on. 8 radiant damage.
Okay, so there's like all this smoke and stuff coming off of the hag as she screeches, and she just leaps out the nearest window with this crash. Before any of you can react, though, or follow, you hear her cry out again in terror, and that's where we'll leave things. Hey everyone, it's Kat again. Want to catch us at a live show? You're in luck. We'll be at Emerald City Comic Con again on Saturday, March 14 from 6:45 to 7:45 p.m. We have more live shows lined up and other special announcements coming soon, so follow us on social media for more details. You can find all our links at d20dames.com. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
This episode of D20 Dames is brought to you by Norse Foundry. We love Norse Foundry for their tabletop RPG supplies, like dice sets made from metals and semi-precious gemstones, leather and chainmail dice bags, beautiful hex chests, and more. Our listeners can get 15% off their order at Norse Foundry by using code D20DAMES, all one word, at checkout. The hardest part now is deciding which amazing Norse Foundry items you'll be checking out with. Head to norsefoundry.com and don't forget to use code D20DAMES for 15% off your order.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Our theme song is by Midalescence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames.